Exodus chapter 9. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go into Pharaoh and tell him, 'Thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me.'" So it was a change then of masters, that they had been serving Pharaoh, but now God says that they may serve me. And straight away you think of what Paul says in Romans chapter 6, that when we're baptized, we change masters. We were the servants of sin, but now we're the servants of God when we're baptized. That fits in beautifully, because Israel crossing the Red Sea is like us being baptized. And when they did that, they were no longer servants of Pharaoh, but they became servants of God. But you learn from that that we are not completely free to do just what we like. Because if you do that, if you say, "No, I'm going to just do what I want in life," then you are actually a servant of sin and of your own flesh. Whereas if we serve God, then in the end, when Jesus comes, we will come to what Paul calls the wonderful freedom or liberty of the children of God. But God said to Pharaoh, "If you refuse to let them go and will keep hold of them, the hand of the Lord is going to be upon your cattle in the field, on the horses, asses, camels, oxen, sheep. There's going to be a great plague on the cattle. And the Lord will make a difference between the animals of Israel and the animals of Egypt. And nothing will die of all that belongs to the children of Israel." So the earlier plagues happened to both Israel and the Egyptians, but from now on there's going to be a difference. The Israelites don't suffer the effect of the plagues. And the Lord appointed a set time, saying, "Tomorrow the Lord will do this thing in the land." Now earlier, Moses has given Pharaoh the option, "You choose when you want this thing to stop happening," and he said, "Tomorrow." And now God is saying, "I am getting tougher. I'm going to tell you that tomorrow it's going to happen." And I think he gives him a time because he wants Pharaoh to repent. He wants Pharaoh to think, "Well, if I do let them go, I've got a day for it to happen, and then it won't happen." So it's amazing that God is trying so hard to get this really bad man to repent, whereas we would have just given up with him. And the Lord did what he said the next day, and all the animals of Egypt died. But of the animals of the Israelites, not one of them died. Pharaoh sent, and indeed, not one of the animals of the Israelites had died, and his heart was hardened, and he did not let the people go. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Take handfuls of ashes of the furnace and let Moses sprinkle it toward the sky in the eyes of Pharaoh. And it will become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and it will become a boil breaking out upon man and upon animals throughout all Egypt." And they took ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven, and it became a boil, a big rash breaking out upon man and upon animals. And the Egyptians couldn't stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boil was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. So they couldn't even appear to try to do these miracles because they had these painful sores on their bodies. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he did not listen to them, for the Lord, as the Lord had spoken to Moses. And the Lord said to Moses, "Get up early in the morning, stand before Pharaoh, and say to him." Now, if I was Moses, I'd have been scared Pharaoh would have killed me. And we wonder why Pharaoh didn't kill Moses, when presumably he could have done. And I guess he was somehow frightened in his conscience that if I kill this man, his God is going to really hurt me. And so there must have been some conscience in Pharaoh. And that's why God was working with him. So Moses stands again in front of Pharaoh and says, "Thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon your heart and upon your servants and upon your people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth." So this was the intention, so that you will recognize me. "For now I will stretch out my hand, and I will smite you and your people with a plague, and you'll be cut off from the earth. And truly, for this cause have I raised you up, for to show in you my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet, why do you still exhort yourself against my people that you will not let them go? Behold, tomorrow, about this time, I am going to make it rain a very terrible hail, such as has never been seen in Egypt. So send now and gather your animals and all that you have in the field and bring them inside. The hail shall come down upon them, and they will die if they're still in the field. And those who feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made their servants bring their animals back into the houses or under cover. But he that didn't respect the word of God left his servants and his animals in the field. So you see, God's giving them an opportunity to obey his word through this particular plague with the hail. So there's a progression, there's a plan in what God's doing. And the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be hail. And Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail and fire that ran along upon the ground. And the hail came upon all Egypt. And there was fire mingled with that hail, very terrible. There had never been anything the like in Egypt. But in the land of Goshen, where the Israelites were living, there was no hail. Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous and I and my people are wicked. So, wow, he's made some progress. He's actually apparently repented. Please ask the Lord, for it's enough, that there be no more terrible thunderings and hail, and I'll let you go, and you shall stay no longer. Moses said to him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread my hands to the Lord, and the thunder will stop, and there'll be no more hail, that you may know that there is a God in the earth. So Moses doesn't say, oh, I'll do it straight away for you, sir. He says, yeah, I'll do it in my time, when I pray to God, which I will do when I leave the town. So you see how Pharaoh's being shown that God is so completely in control. But as for you, Pharaoh, and your servants, I know that you won't still fear the Lord God. Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh, spread abroad his hands unto the Lord, and the thunders and hail ceased. And when Pharaoh saw that the hail and the thunder had stopped, he sinned even more and hardened his heart, he and his servants. So he would not let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had said by Moses. So God is working so hard to bring people to repent and to bring people to love him. And he's doing that in our lives, as well as in the lives of really hard people like Pharaoh. It's all a wonderful process that's going on.